Alicia, thank you very much for joining me to talk about the awards today.
No problem. Delighted to be here with you, Kareem.
Great. So, I mean, this is a great honor, recognition, not only for the Agnes Art Gallery, but also for Queen's University. I mean, 5 awards at the Ontario Galleries Awards this year. Any thoughts you have on this recognition?
It was super thrilling to have this recognition. 5 awards is quite a sweep for the Agnes. We certainly have had great success at the what's now called the GOG Awards, was formerly the OAG Awards. So it's the Gallery Ontario Galleries. This is a peer-reviewed award, and the only awards of this kind offered nationally, and is based, of course, in Ontario. And it's exciting for us to have 5 awards that really represent the breadth of what Agnes contributes to exhibitions, to curatorial writing, to programming, and for design. So we're thrilled. And also, you know, for me, it's so gratifying too to have so many of our colleagues within Agnes's institution recognized for the work that they do. These awards went to some longer term staff members, but also some of our new staff members, some of our new curators who joined Agnes during the pandemic, and to have the work that they've done here in this short period of time is really wonderful. So, and it's significant as well. The GOG Awards have been around for quite some time, and GOG itself was celebrating its 45th anniversary. So having that kind of anniversary marker was wonderful too. And, you know, these awards, you work so hard for these projects, these public facing projects, and they really are that moment to acknowledge outstanding achievement and artistic merit. And in relation to other galleries in Ontario too, a lot of these awards that we received are about those partnerships with other galleries and with artists and with designers. So it's also not just about us, and it's also about our work in relation to our colleagues across the province. So very exciting.
Well, and certainly a broad scope of art that was recognized and awards, particularly for the Agnes, which we'll dive into in a second. But first, I want to get a bit more into how the process works. Is there a certain criteria that is met? I understand it's a juried award.
It is a juried award. So every year, every gallery in Ontario is invited to submit their own nominations, or to submit, everyone is invited to submit nominations for projects that they've been involved in. And those all get compiled and sent to GOG, and they administer that, and the jury is different every year. They bring a jury together, and those jurors review all this material and make the selection. And those jurors are our peers. They're drawn directly from the field as well. So that too is really significant and really important to have that perspective on the work that one does. And then there are shortlists, and we're informed of those shortlists. And then, of course, we have to be quiet about them, and some of them are confidential. And then at this awards ceremony, which took place in person for the first time since the pandemic, it was also live streamed. So, and that is probably the very first time, you go to the award and then those are announced. So it makes for a very celebratory event, because you go and you and you see your colleagues. Sometimes this is a really wonderful opportunity to catch up with everyone, and especially after the period we've gone through, that's had particular resonance. So, and the other thing with this year too, through the pandemic, the awards were reduced, like they were condensed to just a select number of awards. And this year they opened it up again to the full roster of awards. So I counted, there were 24 awards given this year, and they haven't been able to award that many in these last couple of years. So yeah. So that's a bit of, so that gives you a sense of the process. There's a lot of work and thoughtfulness that goes into compiling those two, like really thinking about those categories and what as an institution you want to put forward. It is a selection of all that we do, but a thoughtful selection and an opportunity after a year has gone by as well to really reflect on all the work that we've done and with whom we've worked. So yeah, that's how that works.
So let's get a little bit into some of the winners from this year. So the Agnes was recognized with two Exhibition of the Year awards, one being thematic, a guest plus a host equals a ghost, and the other one monographic, which I understand was put together by artist Shelby List from Mohawk Territory, and I understand what the exhibit translated, it means there are still people in the world that love you. So it really sounds like, again, those very reflective of the times.
Yes. So Shelby Lisk's solo exhibition, which was curated by Michelle Bunton, our curatorial assistant here, and Susanna von der Meerendonk, who is our curator of European art, a beautiful, intimate exhibition that came out of a micro residency that we had here. Shelby was in residence along with other artists from the area at Agnes, and then with Shelby's work, what came out of it was this beautiful exhibition. As you mentioned, Shelby has roots in Tyendinaga Mohawk Territory, and her show was very much tied to the condition of the lockdown, in particular the third one, and she worked collaboratively with women who were meaningful to her and to her life and to who she was and is, to design earrings that she then beaded and gifted to these women. And then photographs were taken of these women wearing these earrings. And this is what the display was. And it was set in Etherington House, which is the historic house that is at the heart of the Agnes Etherington Art Center. It was Agnes Etherington's house. And it was part of this larger reflection that we've been undertaking about this house and what it means to be tied to an actual home, and what it means to rehome this home and make it a space that is welcoming and within which artists and members of the community can also feel welcome and to reflect on the legacy of that home, but also to carry it forward as Agnes Etherington would have intended. And so the other exhibition, A Guest, A Host Plus A Host Equals A Ghost, also took place in the house. It was one that was more in flux and changed with its installations. There were a number of curators and artists involved, and they activated the house in very different ways, reflecting on, again, the legacy of that house and doing some really incredibly dynamic, moving, responsive installations that happened throughout the duration of that exhibition. So that show took place in the former drawing room and also in the study and into the music room and really, really activated that space in very exciting ways.
I did have the chance to walk through the house a couple of occasions. Certainly, always interesting exhibits to check out when passing through. Let's go on now to the Curatorial Writing Award. I understand this is for a brochure with Opened Mouths, which we'll also talk about again, I see, with regards to the Design Awards. But yes, tell me about this brochure.
Okay, so Dr. Kenita Lilla, who's Associate Curator Arts of Africa, curated this exhibition. And she started working on this exhibition before assuming this position on a contract while she was still living in South Africa. And in this exhibition, Kenita was reflecting on the Laing Collection of African Art, which is housed at Agnes, and focused specifically on the masks and thinking about ways, different ways of exhibition making that didn't seal those masks into display cases as museum objects, but considered new ways of exhibiting them to give them agency and to be able to engage and confront visitors. And so it was an incredible installation. And Kenita also very mindfully worked with a contemporary artist, Oluse, a Nigerian Canadian artist, and adjacent to this installation of masks was an exhibition of Oluse's work. And so Kenita's essay, I know I'm talking all about this exhibition because it was just phenomenal. And there's a wonderful walkthrough that Kenita does at that exhibition. It's not up anymore, but you can find it on our website. And her essay reflects on that exhibition and reflects on the masks and their place here and the migration that they were made to take from the shores of the African continent and from the various countries and communities that they were removed from in order to come here as a museum object. And so it's beautiful. I know that this is just this is the pamphlet here. And so this was essentially recognized for Kenita's fantastic essay and also for the design.
I've got to ask, I believe I might have attended this exhibit. Now, was this where there was masks kind of on the floor and one of them was cracked?
Yes. So there were masks. So, well, they were on poles. They had a height that allowed them to look possibly directly at visitors. They were in a protective sort of processional oval circle that gave a greater liveliness and sense of movement, which would always have been intended for these masks. And importantly, too, they were not in display cases behind plexiglass. Of course, we had to consider the safety of those masks. So there was a certain distance that visitors could observe them from, but they were nevertheless directly in the space of the viewer, and these masks sort of protected one another in a way by being in a circle and not allowing viewers to walk all the way around them, wherever you were in the circle, you were being looked at, and you had to look directly at the masks. And then in the center, there was soil from Catarocque from the Kingston area, representing the ground upon which these masks find themselves living. And then before Kenita left Cape Town, she had made these in South Africa, she had made these incredible videos of the Atlantic Ocean from those shores, the shores that the masks had left, and those were projected on the walls. So as almost a backdrop for and surrounding and possibly protecting these masks in a certain way. And this thematic of migration was also taken up in Olaché's work in the next room with his found with his sort of talismans constructed out of found objects like rubber, but also cowrie shells, and those were displayed on a sort of crate-like surface, like in a case, but that was crate-like, sort of replicating what objects might be transported in, and on a bed of sand. It was so beautiful. So the essay that Kenita wrote in this pamphlet was available in the space so that people could read it in the space, but it was also a free takeaway. So and it was incredibly, it was very popular too. A lot of them were taken up. Yeah, you can see some of the shots actually in this pamphlet of from the ocean, from the video that Kenita had made, and also some of Olaché's works from his Emanado series.
Let's also briefly touch on the design awards. So I understand for the Art Book Design Award, graphic designer John McCusker for The Power Given to Abstractions That Make Us Stupid. Tell me a bit more about this.
Okay, so John McCusker, this is a publication that the curator of the exhibition, a few years ago, we did an exhibition of Igthe and Lemon's work that Sunny Kerr, our curator, contemporary art, curated. And Sunny was also one of the curators involved in A Guest Plus a Host Equals a Ghost. And this publication has a number of authors in it, and also reflections from Richard Igthe and Mary Lou Lemons, and goes beyond the exhibition itself, isn't it, and is intended to be a publication that moves in the world and is not necessarily an exhibition catalog. So there are a number of authors, a number of artists who contributed to it, and then Sunny worked with John McCusker to come up with this beautiful, and also the artists were very involved in doing this beautiful clean publication. It's a wonderful with many reproductions of installations and works that this artistic duo have done, and a kind of shoring up as well of their own artistic production. And John McCusker is based in Berlin. So one thing about our design awards too, so we got two design awards, as you mentioned, and these design awards together represent our work with international designers like John McCusker, but also local designers like Vincent Perez.
Right, who was recognized for the word mark of With Open Mouths.
That's right. That wordmark crossed the Well, you see it in the pamphlet that we just talked about, but really most fully, it was inspired by the podcast that Kenita Lilla did last year and continues to do. It's like the With Open Mouths podcast part two is happening right now. And yeah, Vincent is a Kingston-based designer. And he another design that he had done for us was also shortlisted, didn't win, but was shortlisted. And we use that word mark. You see it on our website for the pamphlet, CFRCs, because we did this podcast with you. And yeah, so it's so recognizing not only an international and local designers, but also different modes of design and the importance. So design work is not just about books and print material. Design is in our lives across all platforms. And so that was what was so lovely about this design award. Very modest, because it was the under 1500, and yet has this incredible impact across multiple platforms. So the podcast online, the pamphlet, and also the exhibition word mark directly in the exhibition.
And just to sort of wrap up our talk here, so really, you know, so many different forms of art we've touched on, you know, everything from the multimedia, including podcasts and, you know, multi-sensory experiences. Is this, you know, what people can, you know, look forward to seeing more of at the Agnes as we go forward?
Yes, definitely. We are always seeking ways to expand what it means to be a gallery. And of course, we will always do exhibitions, but then also looking at ways to, I guess, unpack exhibitions and what does it mean to exhibit art and to collaborate with artists, and whether historical or contemporary, and also projects that are based in collaborations and partnerships, like a lot of these were, and across our own curatorial and programming areas here at Agnes. We look forward to making our nominations to the GOG Awards next year too. We've got some incredible projects in the works coming up, and it just continues to be our ethos to work in this way. So
perfect. Well, you know what? Thank you very much for sharing about the Agnes, and the congratulations again on this major honor. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.